It probably doesn't come as a surprise that QLCS tornadoes typically have a lower probability of detection, or POD, and lead time compared to supercellular storms. Ask anyone who's ever worked a QLCS event, and they'd probably tell you the same thing, and the data backs this up. Mesovortices spin up much quicker than mesocyclones, and mesovortices tend to have a shorter lifespan than a mesocyclone, so detecting tornadic mesovortices with any sort of lead time is certainly a difficult job.